highlights and ask you, do you want to see Trump battle with the press for the next 4 years as president? Give us a call after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump's fiery takedown of the news media at his news conference yesterday is still resonating, for better or for worse.
After releasing a list of more than 36 veterans organizations that received a total of $5.6 million.
These are checks that have been delivered.
Donald Trump lashed out at the news media.
The press should be ashamed of themselves.
When one reporter asked about the press's responsibility to scrutinize a candidate, Trump said,
when I raise money, excuse me, I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty.
He called another reporter a real sleaze. While Trump was surrounded by vets inside Trump Tower, outside, vets like Alexander McCoy protested.
What Donald Trump doesn't understand is that he cannot buy the votes of veterans of this country.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Cincinnati police are said to be investigating the parents of that four-year-old boy who got into a gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo last weekend in an incident that ended when experts shot and killed the gorilla.
As for the zoo itself, police say they are not investigating it because it falls under the purview of the USDA. The zoo was last looked at and inspected by the USDA in April. They did have a citation in March for leaving a door open that a polar bear then got out and went into an employee room, but there has never been a citation against the zoo concerning that gorilla enclosure.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Have you started thinking about your workaround once Metro's year-long SafeTrack plan starts up this weekend?
If you haven't, people spend more time figuring out what they're going to have for lunch.
You're not alone, says Greater Washington Board of Trade President Jim Diniger.
People are looking at this as though it's a small disruption, and it's not.
He says from what he's seen, riders are either in denial or defiant that it won't be their problem.
It will not be a bump of the road.
The entire region's mobility depends on how proactive you are, he says.
Companies have a responsibility to put a plan in place, not for their employees, but with their employees. And then the employees have to take a very active role in developing their own personal plan.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Parking at a meter in D.C. is more expensive now. Starting today, the rates have gone up, as noted by critics like AAA's John Townsend.
In some spots, parking meter rates would jump by 30 cents an hour. And in the goodly number of parking spaces, the rate will jump by $1.55 an hour.
Townsend says while it adds no new parking spaces to the city, it will fatten what he calls the windfall the city's bringing in from people just looking for a place to park. President Obama travels to Indiana today, to a city that the White House says is a symbol of America's economic recovery.
A lot of presidential candidates visit Elkhart, Indiana, almost all Republicans. It's not Barack Obama territory, having favored John McCain and Mitt Romney in past elections. And yet, Mr. Obama will make what would be his fifth visit as president to the town east of South Bend. When he made his first long-distance trip as president in 2009, it was to Elkhart, suffering nearly 20% unemployment because it was the RV manufacturing capital of the nation. Today, Mr. Obama goes back to tout the area's manufacturing recovery.
Elkhart's iconic RV industry is set to break an all-time production record this year.
That's White House spokesman Josh Earnest. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Parts of southeastern Texas that are already flooded can expect even more rain in the coming days, forecasters say. Large sections of some Houston suburbs are already underwater. And federal officials will announce today whether they think the rights of a black man were violated when he was shot to death by police during a confrontation with two Minneapolis officers last November. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,787, the NASDAQ at 49,48. Sports, the Nats beat the Phillies. The O's drop another one to the Red Sox. WNBA, the Mystics host Chicago tonight. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, I've got an idea for you.
Chris Plant.
I've got a lot of audio, as you might imagine, and also a lot to say about this, as you might also imagine.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We all know things are only as good as the foundation they're built on. The same is true of your home. If you've noticed doors or windows sticking, or a crack has appeared in the foundation or on walls or ceilings in your home, those could be warning signs of foundation problems. And if they're not taken care of early, they can lead to structural damage, a devalued home, even an unsafe home. If you have any concerns about your foundation, call B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair. We'll come over and check it out. For nearly 60 years, we've been the foundation repair experts. Whether you have bowing walls, sloping floors, or a leaning chimney, we can help. We also back our work with one of the industry's best warranties. That's how confident we are in our work. And that's how confident we want you to be in your home. Are you concerned about your foundation? Would you like us to check it out and give you some peace of mind? Then call BeDry today at 1-800-215-6910. That's 1-800-215-6910. 1-800-215-6910.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 crews continue to try to clear the lanes with this accident prior to the Beltway. You come up to 123. Left lane is still blocked. Watch for those delays growing. 66 east near 123. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. Delays as you make your travels from College Park and around towards Silver Spring. However, right before Colesville Road, it looks like a new incident has just popped up, so do be careful along that stretch. For 270, it's just the volume through Urbana down to Hyattstown. Nothing reported along the way. Let's get you out of Jessup. That's not a problem. As you head south on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and into Laurel, inside the Beltway, still good ride to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Crossing the 11th Street Bridge, lanes open each direction on the freeway. Now, the update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options in Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket today. It will stay warm. Clouds this morning and warm. It'll mix with some clear sky. A cloud sun mix this afternoon. A passing shower. Possibly a thunderstorm and a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Dumfries, 66 in Waldorf, 70 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. The owner of the Washington Post decries Donald Trump for trying to chill the media. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. 6:06 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. What a show we got lined up for you. I mean, this is a world-class show here. 7:05 this morning, Maria Mayer will join us. She's a primate expert. So much continued interest in this story of Harambe the gorilla, who was shot and killed when someone, a small child, fell into the enclosure there at the Cincinnati Zoo. Maria Mayer coming up at 7:05. KT McFarland at 7:35. And then coming up at 8:35, David Martosko with the Daily Mail on the big Trump press conference yesterday. In fact, something we're going to talk about right now. And I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor. So, I forgot.
No problem. So yesterday, I'm excited to get to this topic too, Brian. Yesterday, Donald Trump announced that he had delivered on his promise to distribute $5.6 million from a fundraiser he did in January to 41 different organizations. Now, let's think about this for a minute. This was in mid-January. He did this event on 1 week's notice. It was, again, a counter event to the Fox News debate, if you remember right. He raised $5.6 million. Here we are 4 months later, and with hardly any overhead or administrative costs, the money has been completely distributed to 41 different organizations. Now, in any other world, that would be deemed a pretty great story and a pretty successful effort to help some pretty worthy organizations. But in the world of the United States political media, this was, in some way, a failure on Trump's part and something that deserved scrutiny and a vitriolic press conference. Listen, here's how it began.
Half of you are amazed that I raised all of this money. If the press writes false stories like they did, where I wanted to keep a low profile, I didn't want the credit for raising all this money for the vets. I wasn't looking for the credit. And by the way, more money is coming in. I wasn't looking for the credit. But I had no choice but to do this because the press was saying I didn't raise any money for them.
Yeah, he's saying I didn't want to do a big press conference and everything, but I have to respond to all of these criticisms I'm getting from the press because I haven't, you know, in 4 months laid out every a jot and tittle, as they say, about these donations. It went on.
What I don't want is when I raise millions of dollars, have people say, like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze, in my book. You're a sleaze because you know the facts, and you know the facts well.
Oh, man. That is... So, now, listen. Quick question. There's more to this, and I want to keep playing more to this of it for you, but let's get the question out there so you can start chiming in. He was asked at one point, is this what it's going to be like when you handle press conferences with as President of the United States? And he said, yep, get used to it. And I want to hear from you. Do you want this? Does it, you know, everybody says, oh, I don't know if Donald Trump has the temperament to be president. I don't know if this is dignified for the president of the United States. You know, when you're dealing with the political press in Washington, D.C., and the media and the way that they have treated not just Donald Trump, but any Republican in this town. Let's face it, any Republican in this town. Don't tell me about how John McCain has a great relationship with the press, because he does. Oh, sure he does. Until he was about to become president, until he became the nominee for the party, and you see how they treated him. You see how they treated his running mate as well. So no, there's no such thing as a Republican getting any good press in this town. So do you want your president, if it's going to be Donald Trump, to treat the media this way? 888-630-9625. I sure do. I think it's fantastic. And I don't think it's the media's job to, as Carl Cameron says here in cut number 7, Luke, as Carl Cameron says, you know, listen, this is just what your opposition is saying. It's our job to repeat the opposition's attacks on you.
You do realize that when the Democrats are out there raising questions about this money, the press is also reflecting what your opposition is saying about you. It's not just us throwing questions at you, because it's coming from some of them.
I don't mind it coming from the opposition, though, Carl. What I do mind is when I raise all of these millions, and when we started out, nobody ever thought it was going to be over 5 million
but now you're
plus
answering
the 6.
But what you're doing is you're answering the questions now that we had back then. It was just a question.
All right, so
it's
look,
a question
here's the
attack.
Story. Here's the
it's
story.
A question
I
attack.
Think, and I've been dealing with the press a long time, I think the political press is among the most dishonest people that I've ever met. I have to tell you that, okay? Of course, you're excluded, Carl. But I think the political press...
Wait a few minutes.
I think the political press... I see the stories, and I see the way they're couched.
Yeah, we see the way they're couched, too. We've been seeing it for years now. Brian, this was a cathartic moment for me. It's about time that a Republican realized that the journalists are not their friends. They never will be their friends. They've gone to universities and been programmed to hate Republicans and hate conservatives. They have had it out for us since the beginning, and they will continue to do so, and they need to be called out for it.
You know, there are not many organizations or institutions in America that are more hated than Congress, but the news media are one of them. And look, Donald Trump is never going to go wrong by attacking the news media, because people have real problems with the way the news media operate by and large. And I think some of that criticism is justified. I think a lot of it is. It is the job of a rigorous press to ask hard questions of all sides, and there's, I think, where sometimes news media do not do their job honestly. They ask of one side, they don't ask of the other. They don't ask hard questions. I mean, here is Donald Trump holding a press conference. Let it be pointed out, Hillary Clinton has not held a press conference in all of 2016, not one. So, I mean, you know, where's that question? Why isn't hell being raised about that? The answer is, of course, that she doesn't want to get before the cameras and have to answer questions about that email server issue, and that's the reason why she won't. Look, the press has plenty to answer for. It is also true, I'm just going to say this a little bit, just in defense of the press, as I was once a member of it, Donald Trump's a little thin-skinned as well. He needs to understand that it is the job of a legitimate reporter to ask hard questions. And just because you ask a hard question doesn't mean somebody's gunning for you. It is part of the vetting process that a political person must go through if they're going to be elected in this country, so that people can have information to make good judgments about the candidates. Is it always done fairly? No. Is the press open for some criticism here? Yes. Is Donald Trump going to play this for all it's worth? Yes, and it will work for him.
Chad in the district, you're first up on WMAL. Hey, Chad.
Yes, hi. I think the three words are accountability, accountability, and accountability. And I think that Donald Trump, when he speaks, he holds people accountable. And I also think from his actions and what he's built, is he's going to hold all these people accountable, and especially in our government.
So you're on board with this?
Oh, yes, 110%. Now, thin skin, I think it's more like passionate about showing and depicting to the American people what is actually the discussion points, and that's why he gets a little bit, I like to say, passionate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, Chad, thank you for that. We'll take more of your calls in a moment. Sorry, I was about to take another call, but we're just on the brink of it. Well, there's more from this press conference, more criticism of Donald Trump's performance by people like S.E. Cupp and Britt Hume, and more of your calls. I don't disagree that reporters should ask tough questions of politicians. The problem is, I don't. You say this is the normal vetting process, Brian? When did they vet Barack Obama like this?
No, you're right.
Have they vetted Hillary Clinton?
And I have acknowledged that is the weakness. They don't ask the hard questions of the other side.
And therefore, they and because of that, they don't get to say, well, we're just doing our job. Because they haven't done their job if they only focus it in one direction. So, I'm sorry, they don't get that free pass, the media. Not until they actually prove that they can be fair and judicious in the way they actually scrutinize all politicians. It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, VDOT crews continue with the crash on 66 eastbound before you get to the Beltway near 123. But just be patient. Change is just about coming up here. The cars involved in the crash, they just moved them along, and the VDOT truck is picking up the last of the cones that they set in place in that left lane. So 66 east, all lanes just about to be reopened here. Watch for delays near the Fairfax County Parkway heading toward the Beltway. Now, around the Beltway, no problems. Annandale, Tysons, that's looking good. Now, the Maryland Beltway, I was a little suspicious. The delays starting back near College Park go around to about Colesville Road. Normally, they go to George Avenue. They're rubbernecking now at a ladder that's reported on the Interloop side, and MDOT crews out there to retrieve. On the Interloop, you're coming up on this at speed, so out of Bethesda into Silver Spring, passing Connecticut Avenue, and heading around toward University Boulevard for a ladder in the road. 270 out of Frederick, it's the volume through Urbana and down toward the exit past 109, and heading through town, currently lanes open 50, B-Dub, and DC 295, and Redline Metro Rail. Residual delays earlier, track problem at Medical Center. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we've got a mix of clouds and sun with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high of 86 degrees. Tonight we'll have a few passing clouds, otherwise mostly clear, low 66. And then tomorrow we're going to have some clouds in the morning and then more clouds later in the day, mostly cloudy later in the day. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow as well, high of 82. Right now it's 70 degrees at 6:17.
When you're talking about suing journalists for doing their job, he's not saying that we're getting the story wrong. We're actually doing our job, asking questions about where this money went. That's the job of the press. He actually said in this press conference today, I wish you'd just say thank you. Thank me for, that's not the role of the media, to thank the presidential nominee for raising money. It's not the job of the media to heap praise upon him. So I just think he's fundamentally very confused about the role of free press. And yeah, if we're going to have an impact on the freedom of press around the world, we have to take ours very seriously.
S.E. Cupp on CNN yesterday, and S.E., I love you, but my God, I mean, hello. When has Hillary Clinton ever faced any scrutiny or any questions about the Clinton Foundation? Has there ever been a press conference about the Clinton Foundation? And you tell me, oh, well, it's the job of the press to ask questions about these donations that were made 4 months ago to the Trump Foundation for veterans. Excuse me, S.E. Cupp. I'm sorry. I do love you. You're a great person, S.E., but your own colleague right there on CNN, journalist Anderson Cooper, has actually been a participant in events at the Clinton Global Initiative, and no questions have been asked about the Clinton charity. I mean, talk about an apples to apples comparison. He has to go through this kind of scrutiny and this kind of attack from the media over raising $6 million just a handful of months ago. And meanwhile, there are hundreds of millions of dollars pouring in from foreign governments, from shady operators all around the world to the Clinton Global Initiative. There is a whole book written about the fact that people in Russia, a businessman in Russia, got uranium rights in North America as a result of Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, signing off on it. And that same guy donated millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. And where's that press conference? Where's Anderson Cooper and George Stephanopoulos asking those questions? You cannot have it both ways. I'm sorry, you can't have it one way.
Well, and that's right. I mean, it needs to be equal. The press needs to be equal opportunity offenders. That's what they need to do. They need to come after all sides. And look, they have the ability to do that. I will say this. On the Clinton email issue, it does seem to me that for the first time, we are seeing the press ask some hard questions. They're asking really, really hard questions. Now, I would argue to you that if it was a Republican candidate who had an email issue, that the questions would be a lot more vicious and a lot more dogged, and they would be unending, and it would be relentless. They wouldn't be the same. But we are at least now beginning to see in some cases where hard questions are asked. But, it is fair to say of the press corps that they do not treat candidates equally. It is absolutely fair to say that. And so Donald Trump has a point. But I don't think it's... what I would like to see is not a pulling back of the press. I would just like to see the press be as aggressive toward the Democrats as they are toward the Republicans.
Joe in Germantown, you're on WMAL. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I look at this and I'm amused because as a liberal, I get it all the time from you guys, even though you don't realize you're addressing me. And there is absolutely no desire in me to support you in this because as a liberal, I do everything wrong, yet I keep voting for your candidates. So how am I supposed to feel about what you're saying, even though you have places like Fox News that do the exact opposite of what you're complaining about now?
Well, Joe, a couple of things. First of all, that was a Fox News reporter challenging Donald Trump, Carl Cameron, that we just played. So you can't say that Fox News does the same thing. Fox News is actually pretty equal in asking hard questions of both sides. But secondly, you just said you heard it from us guys, meaning I guess you mean talk radio, right?
Conservative talk radio always saying...
Talk radio, yeah.
Is against us... You know, yeah. If it were a Republican or conservative, they'd go against us. But if it wasn't for that line and you just stuck to your guns and did not put it that way, it would be a lot easier to support.
Joe, I can only speak for myself, and I can tell you that in my opinion, what we do on talk radio is an antidote to what has happened in the mainstream media for decades. The reason that we have an audience is because we do actually ask tough questions of people who usually get a pass. And again, only speaking for myself, I mean, I can tell you, just 10 days ago, Stephen Moore, Heritage Foundation economist, conservative, for crying out loud. He's a regular guest and has actually filled in as a guest host here on the show. He's helping to rewrite Donald Trump's tax plan. And I grilled him for about 5 minutes in that interview and wouldn't let him off the hook on some things that he was saying. So I don't know what to tell you, Joe. I love asking tough questions of Republicans and Democrats. And maybe, you know, I think what's really happening with Joe in Germantown, who often calls in and says, I'm a liberal and I like you. I think he's actually not a liberal anymore.
Well, that's what I was getting. He says he's a liberal, but he votes for the conservative. Well, then maybe, Joe, you might not be a liberal. You might actually be a conservative.
Joe, we do love you for listening, and thank you for calling.
But thanks for listening. We do.
But what we're talking about here is the journalists and the mainstream media who cover politics in this town, which is a little different than talk radio. It's 6:22 on WMAO.
The National Mall, ground zero for American politics.
Our country is going down the toilet really fast because our leaders are refusing to listen to us.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I think exactly what the previous caller said.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, you know, Father's Day is just around the corner, and you're sitting there thinking, what am I going to get, dear old dad? Well, listen, I've got a great idea for you, and actually, I am a big fan of this product. I use it, and I want to heartily recommend it to you. It's Harry's Shaving Products. Harry's limited edition shave set would make the perfect gift. It looks cool, it feels special, and it's something that dad will actually use. You know, I use it, and they sent me this amazing box of stuff, and I mean, it's a really nice-looking set. Second of all, the product really gives you the smoothest shave you've ever had. And then they got this face balm that you put on afterward. Man, I love that stuff. It's awesome. The blades are German crafted. They're 5 blades on a flex hinge. It has a lubricating strip. The limited edition Father's Day shave set includes a matte black razor handle, easy to hold when it's wet, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel, 3 of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover, and all of that for just just $40. Dad will love it. And if you go to harrys.com right now, you'll get $5 off your first purchase if you use the promo code BWILSON. Don't wait. Shipping for Father's Day ends on Friday, June 3rd. Supplies are limited. Act now. Enter code BWILSON at checkout. Get $5 off. Get Dad something you'll actually use this Father's Day. And by the way, Dad, you could do this for yourself as well. Yeah, not a bad idea. Take care of Dad if the kids don't. So it's harrys.com. You're going to love it.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-260-6121. That's 1-800-260-6121. 1-800-260-6121.
6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Gone, cleared, out of there. The crash on 66 eastbound has come up to 123 before the Beltway has now been cleared completely. Do have the delays though on the approach heading through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks, but nothing blocked along the way. Need the shades this morning with the sun glare for sure coming in from the west. Out of Leesburg, Route 7, I have no problems. The Greenway Toll Road checking out fine. Here we come on Virginia's 95 north with the volume heading through Stafford, Aquia, Dale City, Woodbridge, and in Lorton. Maryland 95, it's that slowdown to merge onto the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, working around toward Colesville Road. Inner loop at Colesville Road is reported as a ladder that dropped off of a truck. MDOT crews were out there on the inner loop side trying to retrieve. 270 about the volume. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Seeing that starting to slow. Don't have anything reported in the way but 4 as you pass Woodyard toward Dower House Road. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Police officer Sean Hickman was an accident victim, leaving him doubting he would ever walk again. 3 years and 20 surgeries later, Sean is taking an exciting next step. Learn how MedStar Washington Hospital Center gave Sean a second chance. Visit MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Wednesday. Clouds in, warm temperatures, though. 86 degrees is about half a dozen above normal. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
70 degrees in the nation's capital at 627.
The press is being very dishonest, so I don't like that. I don't like dishonesty.
Yeah, I think you've set a new bar today for being contentious with the press corps, kind of calling us losers to our faces and all that.
No, not all of you, just many of you.
All right, fine. Enough of us. Is this
what, not you, David.
Is it? Is this what it's going to be like covering you if you're president?
Yeah, it is. Let me tell you something. I'm a person. Okay, yeah, it is going to be like this, David.
You betcha it's going to be like this. By the way, that was Daily Mail's David Martusko, who will be our guest at 8:35. So we'll ask him about that exchange and other events yesterday. Jay in Arlington, you down with this? If this is what press conference is going to be like with President Trump, or is it, or does it lack the demeanor, the discretion that a president must have, the temperament?
Yeah, I think Trump missed a good bet there. He should have asked the question. But after the guy asked the question, this is the way it's going to be for the next 4 years. Say, are you guys going to carry my water like you have for Obama for the last 7.5?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Are you going to carry my water like you have for Clinton?
Are you going to curl up on the foot of my bed every night when I go to sleep, just like you've been doing for Hillary and for Obama all these years? Thank you. Yeah, let's not forget, in 2008, what was the most famous and contentious interview of the entire presidential campaign in 2008? It was Sarah Palin sitting with who? Katie Couric. And, well, I guess we sort of discovered Katie Couric's entire agenda this week,
haven't we?
Didn't we? Katie, the journalist Katie Couric.
Is this what it's going to be like covering you if you're president?
Yeah, it is. Let me tell you something. I'm a person. Okay, yeah, it is going to be like this, David.
Yes, it is. Oh, man. And if that's the case, bring it on. What a fun 4 years that'll be. 6:29 on WMAO.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's V-A-R-I-Desk.com to find the model that's right for you.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Coming up on WMAL, parents punish their kid by leaving him on the side of the road when he was being nasty in a road trip. And now they can't find their kid. It's amazing but true. We want to ask you, what is the strangest threat that your parents ever made to you? Or have you made these strange threats? And did you ever actually follow up on them? We'll take your calls after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The owner of the Washington Post is among those recoiling from Donald Trump's caustic remarks yesterday about the news media. Jeff Bezos says Trump is trying to chill the media.
We live in a world where half the population on this planet, if you criticize your leader, there's a good chance you'll go to jail or worse. And we live in this amazing democracy with amazing freedom of speech. And a presidential candidate should embrace that.
Bezos says it's not appropriate for Trump to be trying to freeze or chill the media who are trying to scrutinize him. A new CNN poll of polls out this morning shows Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a virtual dead heat in the race for president. Cincinnati police are reportedly investigating the parents of that four-year-old boy who's at the center of what's become a hot and emotional debate over the death of a gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo.
The mother in particular has come under intense scrutiny on the internet. Twitter abounds with her criticisms about her, saying she should have kept a closer watch on her son. There's also a petition circulating that's garnered more than 400,000 signatures, people saying that she should be investigated.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Be prepared to pay more to park at a meter in D.C. Starting today, the rates have gone up. AAA's John Townsend.
That's going to add another $3 to $4 million to the windfall that the district is making off parking.
Meter fees will increase by over 200% in some parts of the city. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,787. The Nasdaq at 49,48. Sports, the Nationals extend their winning streak to 3 with a victory in Philadelphia. The O's lose to Boston. WNBA, the Mystics take on Chicago at Verizon Center tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Don't strike out with your business internet provider. Comcast Business has the fast, reliable internet your business needs when you need it, which is always. Your business doesn't stop, and Comcast Business is ready to help. Right now, their trained technicians and support staff are standing by, and they'll be there 24/7 to help from installation and beyond. They even offer prompt installation on your schedule, including nights and weekends. Pick up the phone and you'll get an experienced rep on the line in less than 30 seconds. Go with the internet provider your business can depend on now and in the future. Get the bandwidth you need with a 30-day money-back guarantee installed in about an hour. Switch to Comcast Business today. Call 800-501-6000. 1 hour install applies to standard installation of one outlet. Restrictions apply.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 6:30 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And across the Wilson Bridge, delays beginning near 210, but they continue on to the Wilson Bridge span. So crews are moving the cameras to see if there's anything actually on the bridge or to make that exit to head into Alexandria. DC 295 northbound past the Naval Research Lab, slowing inbound Suitland Parkway with the volume. And on the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound to the outbound New York Avenue with a little bit of the stop and go. Now we just have a lot of that heavy rush hour forming. We did have some debris on the Maryland Beltway. MDOT says cleared the latter on the inner loop after Colesville Road. All lanes open. Outer loop heavy through that stretch. In fact, it caused some rubbernecking delays. So the outer loop is backing up near the IKEA, back near Route 1 for 270. Delays with us on 66. The crash eastbound near 123 cleared. All lanes now open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
86 this afternoon. Warm this morning. Most of us starting at or above 70 with a mix of cloud and clear sky. Through the day, we'll have a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Some clouds tonight, 66. Tomorrow, down to 82. Once again, just a passing shower, possibly a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Haymarket, 59 in Damascus, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:37. You're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. And this is Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, because you can't get enough Harambe the gorilla in your life.
Oh, you
we're
really
gonna talk
can't,
to no. Maria Meyer. She is an expert on gorillas and primates, apes, whatever you want to call them. And she'll tell us her interpretation of the behavior of that gorilla in the videotape. 735 brings us KT McFarland to talk about the ringing endorsement Donald Trump just got from Kim Jong-un. I'm not kidding. And then at 835, David Martosko, as promised, from the Daily Mail, who was part of that lively press conference with Donald Trump yesterday. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, so here's a question for you. What's the most unusual thing you've ever done when it comes to disciplining your child? Or maybe you were the child who was once disciplined in an unusual way. We want to hear your story. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. We raise it because there's a story out of Japan. It's really sort of a tragic story. Some parents apparently have had their fill of a 7-year-old child on a road trip. They've been out in the woods. They've been on a nature trip, and they're headed back home. And one presumes the 7-year-old child was acting up, and the father said, as some fathers will sometimes say, look, if you don't behave, I'm going to pull this car over, I'm going to let you out of this car, and we're going to leave you here. And I'm at, in a matter of frustration, I think that may have been said. And in fact, in this particular case, the dad actually did it. He stopped the car, ordered the kid out of the car. He drove off to make his point. He said he drove off about 500 meters. This is Japan, after all, in meters. And then came back to get his son to having made the point that he wanted to make. Son was gone. They can't find the kid. They've been searching for 3 days in this wooded, bear-infested area, and they can't find the child. It's very sad. I mean, I can't imagine how the parents feel and the regret they must feel. But I mean, clearly, it was a bad decision to do that, and I wouldn't recommend that at all as a form of discipline. But it sort of triggered a conversation within our newsroom and within our station about what are the most unusual things that you've ever done when it comes to disciplining a child. We'd like to hear your stories. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. As you might imagine, Larry, I was a challenging child.
I don't believe that. I thought you're an angel.
No. Yeah, my sister never got in trouble, and I asked her one time, why is it that you never got in trouble, Gwen? And she said, well, the reason I never got in trouble is I saw all the mistakes you made, and I decided not to replicate them.
There you go.
So that was it. But the one story that still resonates and I still get kidded about within my family was the selling of the penny collection.
Oh.
My dad collected pennies, and he had one of those booklets where you stick the pennies in every year and every date, you know, and you knew what mint they came from, and there was a place for every penny that had ever been made. And my dad had spent years putting these pennies in the little book, and he gave them to me. And I spent them at the ice cream truck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
How old were you?
I was probably about 7 or 8.
Dang.
Yeah, I know. That was
dumb.
That's
rough, yeah.
My dad was furious.
Yeah.
I've never seen my dad madder. I was grounded for about 10 years as a result of that. And denied the one thing, of course, that I love more than almost life itself, and that's chocolate.
Mm.
I was banned from having any chocolate. That was the harshest. Well, I had some pretty harsh punishments in my day, but that was the one I remember the most.
Interesting.
Was being grounded, not being allowed to do anything, not being allowed to go anywhere, and having chocolate denied me for some time.
Well, I'll be honest. I mean, I certainly got punished, but I my punishments were always the standard fare. I was shocked to hear that this is a relatively normal thing that parents threaten, you know, if you don't shape up back there, I'm gonna, you know, let you out of the car and just let you walk home.
I've always heard the thing, don't make me come back there, you know.
Right, or I will turn this car around. I vividly remember when I was 5 years old, and we were on a road trip. My three brothers and I, so it's the four O'Connor boys and my parents, jammed into a Ford station wagon driving from Detroit to Orlando for Disney World. And this was a long, epic road trip, which, by the way, not coincidentally, within 6 months, my parents got divorced. And but I remember somewhere around Ohio or Kentucky, maybe it was, when my dad made the threat. You know, if you boys can't settle down, I'm going to turn this car around and we're going to go right back home. And there will be no Disney World. And I was the youngest, but I remember my brother Kevin, you know, saying, there's no way he's going to turn this car around. He's already paid for the tickets. He's already paid for the hotel. We're meeting up with Aunt Barbie and Nana down there. This is not going to happen. And he was right. So it's always an empty threat. It is remarkable to me that these parents actually pulled over and dumped their kid on the side of the road and drove away.
We don't endorse that.
Empty
at all.
Threats are fine.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. Howard in Manassas, what's the most unusual thing you have done when it comes to disciplining your child?
Okay, this is about 3 or 4 years ago. My son had an iPad before he got his cell phone. I told him if he ever used that device for anything that he shouldn't. We live on a little bit of a farm. We raise chickens. Sometimes we got to get rid of roosters. There's a chopping block, literally. Don't have all the animal activists call me. Out back where we get rid of some roosters, if you know what I mean, I said we would take that iPod out there, lay it on that chopping block and smash it. And he misused that device. We took it out there. He laid it down on that block. Very disgruntled, he took the axe and smashed the thing to pieces.
You made him do it himself, huh?
Oh, yeah. Made him do it himself.
Howard, a couple things. First of all, that's $500 out of your pocket. You were okay with that?
No. It was a gift. It was a gift from my mother-in-law. Grandmother.
Oh, well, that's a twofer. But secondly, I mean, here's the thing. Yes, it's a punishment to lose your iPad, but it must have been pretty cool for him to do that, though, right? Did he get some sort of...
No, he was not in a good mood at the time of doing it.
All right. Chopping off the iPad with an axe, with an eye axe.
Yeah, an eye axe. That's right. How about Robert in Warrington? You're on.
Robert, stay there. Yes, we'll get to you in just a moment.
We'll take some more of your calls in a moment, yeah.
It's 6:44 on WMAL.
Longfence, a family-owned company that goes way, way back with local homeowners, is having a 25% off Grand Slam savings event. All decks, hardscapes, and fencing are 25% off. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital. Like Inova Children's Hospital, it takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Hey, summer vacation is here, at least the season is here, and is your home protected while you're away? It's a good question. And by the way, if you have one of those security monitoring services, here's another good question. How much are you paying for that service? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? You need to stop that because you're paying way too much money. Call Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring, burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring just $19.95 a month. Now, they can switch over your existing service for free. It doesn't cost you anything to switch over, and you can start saving immediately. And again, when you switch your service to Ackerman in June, a special added bonus, you'll get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. They got 40 years experience. Security is what they do. They do it better than anyone else, and they've got all the bells and whistles. They got technology that allow you to see what's going on in your home when you're away by looking at your smartphone. You can control your system. You can control locks, lights, and thermostats as well. That's just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Plus, make the switch in June and get up to 3 months of free monitoring. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. Again, that's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here we come on 66 eastbound. Looks pretty normal. I know, normal but tedious out of Gainesville through Manassas. Sun glare getting us this morning. Have delays on 234. Just try to merge into those backups on 66. Also, we have a little bit of extra volume on Groveton Road as you head north of 66 up to 29 in the battlefield. Crews are looking for a crash in that area. Earlier accident 66 east before the Beltway near 123 gone. No signs of that. 95. Once you get through the delays, continuing through Dale City, Lorton, once on to 395. Heavy volume from the Beltway through Landmark. Now in Arlington, inbound on 50. We're doing okay as you head and past Glebe Road toward Washington Boulevard, but you might see some heavy smoke in the area. Getting some calls about this. In the vicinity, just south of 50 on Glebe Road, fire department with a house fire. So be very careful in that area. They want everyone to avoid, again, south of 50 on Glebe Road for response. Still heading to the scene of the house fire. 270 southbound out of Frederick, down past 80 and 109, slowing. Again, Gaithersburg and Rockville, but it's just that morning stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There will not be much rainfall around as we head on through today and even tomorrow. We may back temperatures down a little bit, though, by tomorrow afternoon. 86 this afternoon, warm this morning, most of us starting at or above 70 with a mix of cloud and clear sky. Through the day, we'll have a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Some clouds tonight, 66. Tomorrow, down to 82. Once again, just a passing shower, possibly a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees right now. It's 6:47. And Brian Wilson, if we don't hear Charlene and Cannondale's story right now, we're going to have a problem. I got to hear what happened.
You got to hear this? Okay. Yes. Hang on, Robert. We'll be with you in a moment. Charlene and Cannondale, you're on with Brian and Larry. What's the most unusual thing that you've ever done or had done to you when it comes to discipline?
Well, my parents were wonderful, and they loved us to death. But my sister and I could put boys to shame when it came to fighting. So I remember one time we were just going at each other, and my mother wasn't home. So my father grabbed my sister and I both by the wrist and grabbed us and took us into the kitchen and then opened the drawer and took out two butcher knives and put them on the counter and told us to go at it with each other because he was just sick of hearing us.
Oh, my gosh.
You never saw two girls stop fighting so fast in your whole life.
I'm sorry. That is the greatest thing I've ever heard, Charlene.
Yeah, get serious about it if you're going to have a fight.
Come on,
yeah.
If you're going to fight with each other, let's just get it done. And we want a scene from Friday the 13th here.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. And being late, of course, you know, he wasn't going to let us grab him, but, you know, it shut us down so fast. It was incredible.
All right,
Charlene, thank you for that. Robert in Warrington, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not sure if I can compete with that one.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Go ahead.
My grandpa is a retired FBI agent, and obviously he's very proud of what he did. So when I was maybe 5 or 6, he was showing us, you know, what he does for work, and got us fingerprinted and everything. And my older sister convinced me that if I ever misbehaved around him, he would handcuff me to the back of his car and arrest me. So I was very well behaved when I went over to visit.
You were afraid they're going to get cuffed, yeah.
Yeah, if I were law enforcement, it would be very hard not to, you know, use the badge against my kids.
That's right. You see this badge, I can put you in jail.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Robert, thanks.
All right, thank you, bud. How about, I'm curious about this one. How about Margaret in Gaithersburg? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Margaret.
Hey, good morning. So 13 years ago, my son's 13th birthday was coming up, and I was upset with him because he wasn't following through on school and home stuff, so I told him I wasn't going to plan a birthday party. I told him it wasn't a right, and if he wanted a birthday party, he would have to plan it himself. And he did.
He did?
Yep.
What did you pay for it?
He didn't pay for it.
What kind of punishment is that?
How old is he now, Margaret?
Oh, he's 26.
Is he a wedding planner named Lance? All right. I just wanted to make sure there weren't any long-term effects on this punishment.
There weren't. In fact, yeah, he probably doesn't remember it. I remember it more than he does.
I love the decorations. They're fabulous. This is the best birthday I've ever had. Thank you, Mom.
He really did. He really enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you, Margaret.
All right. Thank you for that. No, that's punishment. I mean, you get to plan a party. I think that's the anti-punishment.
Exactly.
It's now 6:50 on WMAL.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
5.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
6:53, time to find out what your money's up to. We've got Kate Rogers, who's... Oh, no, it's... Oh, we don't. Kate is just going out to Starbucks, getting a latte. Chuck Kamlick is filling her slot there at the CNBC News Desk.
Hey,
Chuck.
I think Kate's getting one of those new nitro coffees.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. I don't blame her.
Yeah. Wall Street has closed the book on May. The Dow managed to eke out its fourth winning month in a row. June's always been a bit tougher, and it starts today with futures pointing to a lower open. Sprint owner SoftBank is selling some of the shares of Alibaba that it owns. The Japanese company will use the $8 billion to pay some bills that it's running up because of Sprint, which keeps losing money. General Mills recalling 10 million pounds of flour in 20 states because of a possible link to an E. coli outbreak. The recall is for Gold Medal and Signature Kitchens flour. General Mills says there's no apparent link to its products, but it's just being cautious. The Dutch company that owns U.S. grocery chains Stop and Shop and Giant says profits were up 13% because of online sales. Ahold also owns Peapod, the delivery service where business is booming. And Microsoft is cutting the price of the Xbox One video game console from $349 to $299 because new models may be coming out in a couple of weeks. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
6:55 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, latest problem is heading into town on New York Avenue. Heading inbound New York Avenue, you should come up to that intersection with West Virginia, Montana Avenue. Stay left to get by the scene of the crash. Also on Florida Avenue, if you're heading eastbound before New York Avenue at First Street, have accident activity there as well. So a little bit busy for that stretch of town. Now let's go out toward Loudoun County. Take you on to 606 Old Ox Road at Arcola Road for the crash. And that's going to be north of 50 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, and I'm seeing delays in each direction on 606 Old Ox Road. And in Arlington, in the area just off of South Glebe Road, south of 50 Arlington Boulevard, fire crews are dealing with a house fire, a lot of heavy smoke in that area, and a lot of response. So if you can avoid, that would be great. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Wednesday. Clouds and warm temperatures, though. 86 degrees is about half a dozen above normal. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
70 degrees at 7:56.
This year, we're going all in with team shirts.
Whether it's a bachelorette party, fundraiser, or high school reunion, custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are always able to make any occasion memorable.
Custom Ink really helped my business look professional. When my crew wears the shirts, our clients know we're for real. Thanks, Custom Ink.
Custom Ink has created over 60 million shirts for families, sports teams, church groups, businesses, and more. And you don't need to be a designer to make great-looking t-shirts. It's simple and fun to create your own shirts with Custom Ink's online design lab. Choose from a variety of styles, colors, fonts, and artwork to make a one-of-a-kind design. You can even upload your own logo. And no matter how many shirts you order, we always guarantee on-time delivery and free shipping. Our team is with you every step of the way to make your design a success.
See why 99% of our customers say they would order with us again. Visit CustomInc.com today to get started.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
After the confetti drops at the Democrat and Republican conventions this summer, another decades-old tradition kicks into gear. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will begin receiving classified security briefings about global threats. The process started after it took 12 days into his presidency before President Truman learned about the Manhattan Project to develop an atomic bomb. He pledged not to leave any future commander-in-chief in the dark. After the general election this November, the briefings will expand to include information about U.S. covert operations. President Eisenhower was the first to receive these briefings. One of them was on a train bound for New York. Another briefing was conducted in Denver, where Eisenhower stopped at a rodeo and toured the grounds in a stagecoach with the CIA briefer riding shotgun. No matter who the next president is, these classified briefings will be eye-opening. They'll find the world to be just as rough and tumble as a rodeo. Let's hope he or she holds on tight. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by national security analyst KT McFarland.
And also everything you ever wanted to know about guerrilla behaviors and whether Harambe in that video was about to attack that little boy or was trying to protect him. We'll discuss it with a guerrilla expert right after the news.
WMAL.